Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when you mess up? When you trip over your own feet, metaphorically speaking of course, or maybe literally. And that inner voice just starts blasting away, criticizing every single detail. Yeah, we've all been there. That inner critic can be a real pain in the neck, but what if I told you there's a better way to deal with those moments? A kinder, more compassionate approach. Today, on the Stoic Mind Gym, we're diving into the power of self-compassion and learning how to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a good friend. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-compassion sounds a bit fluffy, right? Trust me, it's not about coddling yourself or making excuses. It's about recognizing that you're human, that you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. Life is messy, and sometimes we fall short of our own expectations. But instead of beating ourselves up over it, we can choose to be understanding and supportive, just like we would be with someone we care about. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your self-compassion journey. 1. Recognize your inner critic. First things first, acknowledge that pesky inner voice. Name it, identify its patterns, and understand that it's not actually a reliable source of wisdom. It's often fueled by fear and insecurity, not facts. 2. Practice mindfulness. When you catch yourself spiraling into self-criticism, take a step back and observe your thoughts without judgment. Imagine them as clouds passing by. You don't need to engage with every single one, just let them drift on through. Mindfulness helps you create space between your thoughts and your emotions, giving you the power to choose how you respond. 3. Treat yourself like a friend. Would you berate a friend for making a mistake? Probably not. So why do we treat ourselves so harshly? Imagine you're having a tough day, and your best friend comes over. What would you say to them? Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Do the same for yourself. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Take some time to acknowledge your strengths and celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. Remember those times when you kicked butt and felt proud? Let those positive experiences fuel your self-compassion. 5. Be patient with yourself. This isn't a quick fix, folks. Developing self-compassion is an ongoing process that takes time and effort. Don't get discouraged if you slip up. Just keep practicing and remember that every step in the right direction counts. Ever felt like you're stuck in a constant cycle of self-criticism? Like you're your own worst enemy? I get it. We all have those moments where our inner critic takes over, whispering doubts and insecurities in our ear. But what if I told you there was a way to break free from that negativity and cultivate a more compassionate relationship with yourself? Imagine this. You're walking down the street and you trip and fall flat on your face. Ouch. Instead of berating yourself for being clumsy, you simply acknowledge the situation, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. No shame, no guilt, just acceptance and a little bit of humor. That's the power of self-compassion. It allows us to navigate life's inevitable stumbles with grace and resilience. Now, let's bring this back down to earth. Think about that last time you really messed up. Maybe you missed a deadline, said something you regretted, or just felt like you totally bombed it. What did your inner voice say? Probably something pretty harsh, right? Now, imagine you had a good friend going through the same thing. Would you be critical and judgmental? Or would you offer words of support and understanding? I beg you treat them with more kindness than you sometimes show yourself. It's time to start practicing that same compassion with yourself. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being weak or giving up. It's about recognizing your humanity, accepting your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same care and understanding you would offer a loved one. By cultivating self-compassion, you'll not only reduce stress and anxiety, but you'll also become more resilient, more capable of handling life's challenges with grace and ease. So, go ahead, be kind to yourself today. You deserve it. And remember, every day is a new opportunity to practice self-compassion. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the love of self-compassion far and wide. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.